You're listening to SBS News.
Be careful.
So where did it all go right?
Okay, well, let me get in out of the rain, will you? Great to see you all.
Well done, girl.
Coming in as a main player in Irish politics, Sinn Féin has turned in a historically strong performance at the ballot box. The left-wing party has disrupted 100 years of Ireland's centrist tradition by taking almost a quarter of all votes. Mary Lou McDonald is Sinn Féin's president.
You know, it's a big statement of change. It is a big statement that this is no longer a two-party system. It's a statement that people want a different type of government and that people have great confidence in us. And I say that with all humility.
Sinn Féin rode a wave of anger over homelessness, soaring rents and hospital waiting lists, as well as disillusionment with the traditional political duopoly. But the party only fielded 42 candidates, and in Ireland's parliament, a party needs at least 80 seats to form a majority. None of the three leading parties can do that. Sinn Féin is trying to form a coalition, but while incumbent Prime Minister Leo Varadkar is struggling in his own seat, he's also refusing to cooperate with Sinn Féin.
In order to form a government together, you know, you have to have roughly the same views around the courts and the criminal justice system, around how the economy and society should be run, and also how democracy should function. And that's what makes my party, Fine Gael, not compatible with Sinn Féin. But we are willing to talk to other parties about how we could form a government.
Sinn Féin's Mary Lou McDonald says she'd ideally like to form a government with no Fianna Fáil and no Fine Gael in it.
I have started the contact with other parties to explore over the next days whether or not that is a possibility. But I also have to say this, in any event, I do not accept the exclusion or talk of excluding our party, a party that represents now almost a quarter of the electorate.
For its part, Fianna Fáil says it expects to win most seats in the election and is also calling around to assess the likelihood of forming a coalition. Naomi O'Leary is an analyst with media company Politico.
Micheál Martin, the leader of Fianna Fáil, is already looking at his options to try and form a coalition. He's going to see, depending on the ultimate numbers which will come out over the next 2 days, how much room he has in Parliament to do that, whether something is possible by including the Greens and other small parties. He'll try to avoid teaming up with Sinn Féin if possible.
The new Sinn Féin leader is very popular, and so is their platform on affordable housing. Party strategist Johan O'Brien says the result doesn't herald so much as the birth of Irish populism as it heralds the birth of change in Irish politics.
Well, it's certainly what the politics of change looks like. We have a very, very large number of people, and you can see that in the vote today, who are working really hard, who are doing everything right, and they simply can't afford to get by. I think what you're seeing, not just in the Sinn Féin vote, but in the overall kind of pro-change majority that's come out yesterday, people want things to be done differently.
After 20 years of peace, Sinn Féin was banking on the trust of Ireland's younger generations. It is, after all, the party that helped deliver abortion reform and marriage equality. Gary Cox, SBS News.